Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
There's a long history of racial discrimination at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Black farmers even won a multi-billion dollar settlement because of it.
But here's a case that turned USDA history on its head. The official was black, and the alleged victim was white.
I was struggling with the fact that so many black people have lost their farmland, and here I was faced with having to help a white person save their land. So I didn't give him the full force of what I could do.
That's Shirley Sherrod, the USDA official. But here's the twist. That statement comes from back in 1986, and it's actually only the beginning of a story of racial reconciliation.
And here's what the farmer's family thinks of Shirley Sherrod.
I have not treated her right. She's the one I give credit for helping us save our farm.
Is it still reverse discrimination, even if the discrimination gets reversed?
And will Shirley Sherrod get her job back? We'll ask her. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 21st. I'm Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry this week, but Celeste Headlee is here. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning.
We're going to be talking to Shirley Sherrod in just about 20 minutes, I should point out, but here's a check on today's top headlines.
Absolutely. The end game is near in the Gulf. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says the first relief well should reach the leak site by the weekend. That means the oil could be plugged for good within 2 weeks. As for the leaks around the wellhead we told you about yesterday, the Admiral says they're nothing to worry about.
We have 5 very small leaks in and around the blowout preventer and the stack itself, not unlike an oil leak you might have in your car. Very small drips, I would say. We don't consider them consequential.
Allen also says the seepage detected along the seafloor is from a different well.
Millions of Americans are a step away from getting their unemployment benefits back. The Senate is expected to pass an extension today after Democrats overcame a Republican filibuster yesterday. That's music to the ears of temp workers like this one in Illinois.
Personally, I think it's terrific. You know, there's a lot of people out there that need it. And, you know, without that vote, they can't survive.
This would be the 8th extension of jobless benefits in the last 2 years at a cost of $120 billion, all on the deficit. Also today, the president will sign the sweeping overhaul of financial regulations into law. The plan gives the Fed's new power to close failing banks, to monitor consumer loans, and regulate derivatives.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says he'll reconsider his decision to fire USDA official Shirley Sherrod over some remarks that were taken out of context. Again, we're going to be talking to her in about 20 minutes. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton traveled to the Korean Demilitarized Zone this morning. There, she announced a new round of sanctions against the North.
We continue to send a message to the North. There is another way. There is a way that can benefit the people of the North.
Secretary Clinton was joined by Defense Secretary Robert Gates during security talks with South Korean military officials.
Celeste, pack your bags for Oakland, California. It's about to become the Silicon Valley of pot, apparently. I don't know if you'd care to go there or not to see it, but
I'm not commenting on that.
Apparently going to be. The city council has approved. This might be worth seeing. The city council has approved 4 industrial-sized marijuana farms. Officials say
factories.
They'll raise millions of dollars for the city by taxing the drug and charging high permit fees for the space. And good news for Apple, the new iPhone may have some antenna problems, but it's not hurting the company's bottom line. They say they've had their best quarter ever with a 78% profit jump up from last year. Turning to the markets now, Asian markets are mixed and European indices are up. Futures are up as well. The Dow gets underway at 10,229. The S&P opens at 1,083 and the NASDAQ opens at 2222.
Coming up this morning, we're going to talk about jobs. From English-only workplace policies in Tennessee to this USDA official who resigned and may be getting her job back. That's later this hour, but we want to focus on your stories. With so many people out of work, do you know if you lost your job, do you know where it went? We've gotten some great stories from you already, but if you've lost your job, give us a call. Tell us where it went. Was it outsourced? Did you lose funding for it? Maybe you don't know. Reach us at 8778-MYTAKE or at the website, thetakeaway.org.